Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for calling in or logging in to Kingdom Come Friday Night Prayer. And I just want us to, you know, just lift the body up on tonight in prayer. And we're waiting also on our Pastor Todd Quasier to come on the line. And we're just going to go in. We're going to go into prayer. But while we're waiting on our Pastor Todd Quasier to log on, we're going to just play some worship, you know, get our mind on, you know, God, on the kingdom. So just know that prayer is powerful, and we're going to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Every Friday night, hallelujah, we're going to bombard, hallelujah, heaven with prayer. Okay, I'm just listening. I'm just trying to find something very prosthetic for us so that we can go in. So I'm going to play Overflow by Psalmist Rain while we're about to get started. In a minute, our Pastor Paquasia is on the line. I'm going to bring her on as well, but I'm going to play Overflow by Psalmist Rain, and then we're going to get into prayer. Okay, that is the wrong label on that song, and that's not what I'm going to play tonight. I want to play something with prophetic, so I'm going to go ahead and play. I want to play Psalmist Rain, so I'm going to play a prophetic release.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that I've broken out, that I've covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy, a thing, and it shall be established over the earth. But even my eye
tonight. We're going to pray in the spirit on tonight. We want to bombard heaven, hallelujah, with prayer. Pastor Prophetess Tarquasia is on the line tonight. Pastor Tarquasia, you know, say hello, you know, to the people, and, you know, I'll have you on.
Hello, I'm on
the line. Okay, hallelujah. So she's on, and we're going to have Prophetess Tarquasia, you know, go in and start us off, hallelujah, tonight in prayers. We, you know, just lift up the body and share prayers, the spirit lead her, hallelujah. And if God drops positive in her spirit, hallelujah, then we're just going to be led, and we're just going to go ahead and pray and just thank everybody for coming in. And also just intercede and pray along with us. So Pastor Todd Frazier, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, and we're going to get ready to pray.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for allowing us to be on the line, oh Father God. And we thank you for your presence, oh God, that is in the midst right now, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're asking, oh God, that your Holy Ghost would speak, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, that even as we're on this line praying, oh Father God, that your people, oh Father God, will feel your presence, oh God, that they will hear your voice, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying right now that as we're on one accord, your glory may fall, oh Father God. We're praying right now and interceding on behalf of your people, oh God, on behalf of the lost souls, oh Father God, on behalf, oh Father God, of the people in the world, oh Father God. We're praying right now that they won't be deceived by the plans of the enemy, oh Father God. We pray right now, oh Father God, that you would take the blindness off of their eyes, oh Father God. We pray that you would give them spiritual discernment on tonight, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that they may discern the signs of the end times, oh God, so that they may know and understand that you are on your way back, oh Father God. Help us on tonight, oh Father God, to be as the five wise women, oh Father God, that brought enough oil and that were ready, oh Father God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to not be caught with our work undone, oh Father God. For you said to work while it is day, oh Father God. For when night cometh, no man can work, oh Father God. Help us, oh Father God, to be prepared, to be ready, oh Father God, when the bridegroom come, oh Father God. For you said no one know the hour, oh Father God, that you are coming like a thief in the night, oh Father God. So we pray that we will be ready, oh God, that we will be watchmen on the wall, oh God, that we will watch as well as pray, oh Father God, that we will cry loud and spare not, oh Father God, that we will come against darkness, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will hate what you hate and love what you love, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, on tonight, we come against the plan and the plot of the enemy, oh God, to deceive your people, oh Father God. We come against every false doctrine, every false teaching right now, oh Father God. Satan, we rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that your people may be delivered, oh God, from deception and manipulation, oh Father God. And we pray, oh Father God, that your people be delivered, oh God, from the spirit of rebellion, oh God, and identity confusion, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show them who they are, oh Father God, and who they belong to, oh God, for we know that we are part of the kingdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we belong to the Most High God, and that we were bought and paid for by a price, oh Father God. And we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saved, we are redeemed, oh Father God. We thank you right now that we are covered, oh God, from danger seen and unseen, oh God. So we pray right now, oh Father God, that your people, oh Father God, would turn their hearts back to you, oh God, that they will renew their mind, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, oh God, that their mind would be on you, oh Father God, and on kingdom agenda and kingdom assignment, oh Father God. Lord, we pray right now, oh Father God, that they will have the desires, oh God, in the heart of God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't conform to the ways of this world, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, but your people will be separated and holy, oh Father God. But you said, be ye holy, for I am holy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that you would just have your way, oh God. And Lord, on tonight we're presenting ourselves to you, oh Father God, as a holy living temple, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that everything that come out out of our mouth will edify the body of Christ, oh God, that we will uplift our sisters and brothers, oh Father God, that we will speak life over them, oh God, not gossip against them, but that we will pull them up, oh Father God, when they have fallen, oh God. Lord, we pray strength to the body of Christ right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that the remnant, oh God, would arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now that you would do it, oh Father God. Ignite their fire, oh God. Stir up your spirit in them, oh Father God. Give them the unction right now to intercede on behalf of the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that you would give them the unction, oh God, to come against the plan and the plot of the enemy, oh God, that is coming against their families, oh God, their churches, oh God, their neighborhoods right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying right now, oh God, that we will begin to come against the principalities and the rulers and the wickedness in high places, oh God, that we will begin to come against the satanic systems right now that is oppressing your people, oh Father God. Lord, we plead the blood, oh God. We're speaking freedom on tonight, God, liberty on tonight, breakthrough on tonight, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said it's the anointing that destroys every yoke and break every chain of bondage. Set your people free from bondage on tonight, God. You said that you would set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. Loose your truth right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And every lie is falling to the ground, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now, oh God, that you would just have your way, oh Father God. Have your way, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your people, oh God, would be focused and in tune with what you are doing in the spirit realm, oh God, that they will open up their spiritual eyes and ears to hear you on tonight, oh Father God, as you are speaking and moving in our life, oh Father God. Lord, prepare us, oh Father God, to be ready, oh God, and armored up, oh Father God, so that whenever the enemy may come, that we be ready, oh God, to fight back and to back up the plans of Satan in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we won't have no fear, oh God, but we will have Holy Ghost boldness, oh God. But you told us to be bold and courageous, oh Father God. You told us to cry loud and spare not, oh Father God. You told us to come against, oh God, all darkness, oh Father God. You said that you've given us power over every power of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're doing it, oh God. We thank you right now that you're completing the work that you started in your people, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you are equipping us, oh God, that you're teaching our hands to war, that you're putting the words in our mouth to speak, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're ordering our footsteps right now, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're making ways out of no ways for your people, oh Father God, that you're not allowing the enemy to have his way, oh Father God, that the enemy will not consume us, oh Father God, but we have power and dominion over the whole earth, oh God. So we thank you on tonight that your people, oh God, would tap into their power and authority, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. But you said, oh Father God, you've given us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, oh Father God. So help us, oh God, to not wrestle against flesh and blood, oh God, but to come against, oh Father God, rulers and wickedness in high places, to come against the foul, nasty, unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, and we're exposing the enemy, oh Father God, coming against the enemy's tactics, oh God, and his assignments, oh God. Help us to not be deceived by his devices, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray on today that we will resist the devil so that he can flee from us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will break every covenant that we made through sin right now, that we will seal every door in the blood of the Lamb, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the enemy will no longer have access to us, to our families, to our children, to our ministries right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command him to go in the mighty name of Jesus. We give him no permission. He cannot dwell where God dwells. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now that we're revoking his access right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, that we're putting you first, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said we cannot serve two masters, oh Father God. We must choose this day who we're going to serve, oh Father God. Help us to not be like a dog that returneth unto his vomit, oh, Father God. Help us to not be lukewarm in this season, oh, Father God, for our life depends on it, oh, Father God. For this is life or death, oh, Father God. And, Lord, I'm praying right now that we would choose you, oh, Father God, that we would choose life, that we would choose salvation, oh, Father God, that we would stand strong and firm in our faith and in our belief and in our hope in you, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will work it all out. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you said everything that the enemy meant for our bad, you would turn it around for our good. You said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we trust you right now. We trust that your word would not return unto you void, oh, Father God. For it is the living word, oh, Father God. Lord, we are to speak it over our homes. We are to speak it in the ministry. We are to speak it, oh, Father God, everywhere that we go, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that it's going out and performing everything that you promised and said it would. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're always working, you're always moving, and you're always blessing, God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, for every blessing, big and small, God. We don't take it for granted right now, oh, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh, God, that is speaking to us, oh, God, that is giving us warning, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you expose the plans of the enemy, oh, God. We thank you right now that you're even correcting us, oh, God, and bringing everything that's suppressed to the forefront, oh, God, so that we won't have any hindrances, no stumbling blocks, oh, God. No, we pray that we won't have any hidden sin, oh, God, any secret sin, habitual sin, God. Break the demonic cycles in our life, oh, Father God. Destroy it right now, the demonic patterns, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, set us free so that the enemy won't find us where he left us, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now that you would give us the victory, oh, Father God. Give us the victory in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions on today, oh, God. Help our emotions, oh, Father God, to line up with your will, oh, God. Help us right now, oh, Father God, to operate by faith, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to kill our flesh and let your spirit rise in us, oh, Father God, that we will allow the Holy Ghost to take control and possess us, oh, God, and allow your spirit to use us and move through us, oh, God. Lord, have your way, oh, Father God. We humble ourselves before you, oh, Father God, and Lord, we say, oh, Father God, move by your spirit, oh, Father God. Lord, right now, we're praying that you will blow on your people, oh, Father God. Revive them, ignite their fire, oh, God. Give them a refilling of your Holy Ghost right now. Pour out your spirit even on this line so that they may feel your presence and your anointing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so that they may know that you are real, that you are the one true living God, and that there's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Son, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're breaking, oh, Father God, the spirit of divination and the works of witchcraft off of your people, oh, God. Deliver them from the new age witchcraft, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver them from the occult, oh, Father God. Deliver them from every stronghold. Break every chain, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood. Help us to not worship idols, oh, God, and to put anything before you, for you are a jealous God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we love you on tonight, oh, Father God, and we're asking right now, oh, Father God, that you would just set your people free in their mind, renew their minds on tonight, oh, God, purify their hearts, oh, Father God, give them a heart of flesh on tonight, oh, God, so that they may feel again, oh, Father God, and love again, oh, Father God, give them an understanding on tonight, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now that you would just have your way, for you are not the author of confusion, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. Give them a sound mind on tonight, oh, Father God. Give them clarity on tonight, oh, God. Understanding and wisdom and knowledge, oh, God. We thank you right now for what you're about to do with your people, God. We thank you right now, oh, God, that you're destroying, oh, Father God, every curse and breaking every chain, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, oh, Father God, for everyone that is under the sound of my voice on this line, that they will never be the same, oh, Father God, when they get off this phone, oh, Father God, that they will feel you, hear you, and know that you are in the midst, oh, God, that you are working everything out, oh, Father God, according to your will, oh, Father God, as long as they say yes to you and surrender all, oh, God, as long as they pick up their cross and follow you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, and we just ask that you would just have your way, oh, Father God. Lord, help us to get out of your way, oh, God. Help us to remove ourselves from the situation, oh, God, and give it to you, oh, God. For you said the battle doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to you, oh, Father God. For it's too hard for us, oh, God, but we know that you're able to do the impossible, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said the faith without works is dead. Help us to keep praying, to keep fighting, to keep fasting, oh, God, until we obtain the victory, oh God, to pray without ceasing, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Name
Lord, right now we thanking you, oh God, for what you're doing in the spirit realm, God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you're doing it on our behalf, oh, Father God. You're working it out right now, oh, Father God, even as we're on the line, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're shifting the atmosphere, that you're turning it around, God. Lord, that you're doing supernatural things that we cannot see, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, that families are being restored, oh, God, that marriages are being reconciled, God. Lord, we're praying right now that you would have your way, oh, God, that your children are coming back home, oh, Father God, as the prodigal son, oh, God. And, Lord, you're ready to take them with open arms, God. Lord, we thank you for that agape love, God. We thank you for your mercy and grace, oh, God. Lord, we just asking on tonight, oh, God, that you would do it, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we put a clarion call out to your children, oh, Father God, to come back to you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now for the backsliders right now, for the lost and the brokenhearted, oh, God. Lord, we're praying, oh, Father God, for the sick right now, oh, God, for the widows, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just cover them right now, God. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort them right now, wherever they may be, oh, God. Deliver them from their distresses, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now, oh, Father God, that you would just do it, oh, Father God. Do it on their behalf, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, because we might not be deserving of it, oh, God, but you do it because you love us, oh, God. You do it because we belong to you, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness on tonight, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give your people a repentant heart, oh, Father God. Lord, that they will have a heart, oh, Father God, to repent, oh, Father God. That they will have a heart, oh, Father God, to fear you, oh, God, to reverence you, to honor you, God. Bring it back, oh, Father God, into the church, oh, God. Bring your fear back unto your people, oh, God. Lord, restore order in the church house, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we plead the blood against the false altars, oh, God, the strange father, oh, Father God, the false teaching right now, God. We plead the blood of the Lamb, God. We burn it up right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way on tonight, oh, God. Lord, we're praying that the true prophets will rise on tonight, oh, Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, Father God. For you said, suffer not a witch to live, oh, Father God. We come against everything that's not like you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, oh, God, that your true church, oh, God, the true remnant, oh, God, would speak, oh, God, that they were God, that we will come together on one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, God. Yes, Lord, we bless your holy name right now, oh, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now, oh, God, for what you're doing, God. For we trust and believe that it is already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your divine protection right now, oh, God, from danger seen and unseen. We thank you for the hedge that is around everything that is attached to us, oh, God. We thank you right now for the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, for you said it's power in the name of Jesus, that demons gotta flee at the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, that the enemy is scattering that is backing up off of us, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that is lifting off of your people right now, oh Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we speak freedom on tonight, oh Father God. Liberty on tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they may go and worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God, so that they may praise you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We thank you right now, God. We're giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory on tonight, oh God. We're blessing your name, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we trust and we know that you're able. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, and we thank you, and we come in agreement, hallelujah, with prayer. You said if two come, hallelujah, in prayer and agreement, that it shall come to pass, God. And we know that it is already done, God. Lord, we trust in you. We know the power of prayer, and we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come boldly to the throne on tonight, oh God, as we lift up our brothers and sisters, oh Father God, as we lift up your name, as we lift up the name of Jesus, but we know that there's power in the name of Jesus on tonight, and we come in the name of Jesus, and every demon has to flee, every demon has to submit under the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you for your Holy Ghost just being in the midst on tonight, but we know there's power, but we have power to tread on tonight. We have power to rebuke on tonight, and we rebuke the devourer on tonight. We rebuke you, Satan, on tonight. Your tactics will not win. The traps that you set for God's people will be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for the armor, hallelujah, that you've given us, oh Father God. But we're not wrestling against flesh and blood on tonight, but we come with our spiritual weapons on tonight. We come exposing every plan and plot of the enemy against your people on tonight. We come and lift up your church on tonight, that they are covered in the head. The protection is all around them right now, and the plots that the enemy have set for them, oh God, to fall, oh Father God, and to stray, oh Father God, it will not work, oh Father God. Lord, restore your people, restore your church, oh Father God. Strengthen your leaders right now, oh Father God. Put your word in their mouth, oh Father God. Put your word in their heart, oh God, that they may not stray, oh Father God, that they may not err, oh Father God, that they may not be deceived, oh Father God, by Satan in this season, oh Father God, but they may stand strong, oh Father God. They may stand unified, oh Father God, that we know we're unified, oh Father God, that the power will fall, oh Father God. Lord, let your power fall, oh Father God. Send your fire right now, oh God. Fire from heaven, oh Father God, unquenchable fire right now. Spirit of the Holy Ghost in every believer right now in the name of Jesus, that they may rise and raise up out of their sleep and up out of their slumber, oh Father God. Take the blinders off their eyes even right now, oh Father God, that they may see clearly in the spirit, oh Father God, that they may hear your voice, oh Father God, that they may know you and have relationship with you, oh God, that souls may be saved and delivered, oh Father God, that they may understand the agenda, oh Father God, and their purpose, oh Father God, and what they're called to do, oh Father God, that your will may be done in each and every last one of our lives, oh Father God, that cities, oh Father God, may be restored and people may be saved, oh Father God, and that the oppressed, oh Father God, may be delivered right now, oh Father God, from the hand of Satan, oh Father God, that you bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh Father God. We know as you stand at the door and knock, oh Father God, we pray that they let you in, oh Father God. Let them into your heart, into their heart, oh Father God. We want you to dwell within us, oh Father God. Lord, we know that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh Father God. You're everywhere that we go, oh Father God. And Lord, we thank you for that on tonight. We praise your name, oh Father God. We lift your name up on tonight, oh God. It is not about man, but it is about you, oh Father God. Let us move in the spirit at all times, oh Father God. Let us flesh be under submission right now. Lord, everything that's not like you, oh God, take it, purify us, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God, you wash us with the blood, for we know that the blood still works, oh Father. The blood cleanses, oh Father God. The blood protects, oh Father God. The blood even empowers, oh Father God. So send us the power right now, oh Father God, through the blood right now, that will come against Satan, oh Father God, that will defeat Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we know it's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It will not work in the name of Jesus. We are who God said we are in the name of Jesus. We should be everything that God called us to be in the name of Jesus. Every plan and plot against us, it will not work. In the name of Jesus, sickness and disease got to dry up. In the name of Jesus, homes got to be restored. Marriage has got to be restored. Relationship with parents and children has to be restored. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare the works of God shall be done in this season. The church shall be restored in this season. People will be added on to the church. Souls will be added on to the church in this season. They shall be saved. They shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, they shall be provided for. In the name of Jesus, for you said, oh God, that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, you should do it, oh Father God, and we trust you, oh God. We put our children in your hands, oh God. We put every situation in your hands, oh God. You said if we stand still, oh God, that you will fight our battles, oh God. We trust that you will fight every battle, oh Father God. We trust that the same God that we read about every day in the Bible is the same God that's going to deliver us, oh Father God, the same God that was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the same God on today, oh God. You're the same God that split the Red Sea. You're the same God that crossed them over the Jordan into the Promised Land. You're the same God that set the stars and the sun. You're the same God, oh Father God, that we read about, and we trust in you, oh God. And we're anchored in your word, oh, Father God. We stand on your word, oh, Father God. For we know that your word is truth, oh, Father God. And your word is the light. Your word is life, oh, Father God, to our dead bones, oh, Father God. You are life, oh, Father God. We are nothing without you, oh, Father God. We thank you right now. We humble ourselves unto you because we're nothing without you, oh, God. We're nothing without your spirit that dwell within us, oh, God. And we thank you on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for delivering us, oh God, and setting us free and protecting us, oh Father God, from unseen harm and danger, oh Father God. We praise your holy name, for there is no other God but you. We come against idols right now in the name of Jesus. We crush it right now. Every idol, we come against altars or false altars right now, strange fires right now. In the name of Jesus, it shall not work. Every false prophecy is falling to the ground in the name of Jesus. Shackles is falling to the ground in the name of Jesus. People are being set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe it in the name of Jesus. Our families are being saved right now in the name of Jesus. Our minds are being renewed, and their minds are being renewed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing, oh God. Those that are lost and fallen away, oh Father God, we thank you for bringing them back. Every prodigal son, every backslider, Lord, we for dealing with their heart, oh God. We thank you for sending the ministering angels right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the group homes right now, oh Father God, and be a father to the fatherless, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God. You bring deliverance to the children, oh Father God. You bring them up out of the slums, oh Father God. You bring them up out of depression in the name of Jesus. You bring them up out of molestation, oh Father God. You do it, oh Father God. You expose it, oh Father God. You deliver the kids and let them know that there is a God, and you do see, oh Father God. You do it, oh Father God. You reign on the children. You pour your spirit into the children that they may prophesy and preach your word, oh Father God, and preach your gospel in the schools, oh God, that they may not be ashamed, oh Father God, that we may go out into the highways and the byways, oh Father God, and compel the people to come into the house that they may be saved, oh God. Pour your spirit out right now in the midst of this prayer that we will never be the same again. Transform our mind, renew our mind. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, empower us, oh Father God, to go out, oh Father God, and to heal the sick, oh God. Cast out demons in Jesus' name. Let us come in Jesus' name, oh Father God. That everything that we ask for, it shall be done, oh God. It is in our mouth, for you said the power of life and death is in our mouth, and we speak life on tonight. We speak life to every dead situation, oh God. We speak to dried bones and dead bones, and we say live again in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We come against unfamiliar spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the witchcraft going on in the church. In the name of Jesus, that your fire may come as Elijah called it down, oh, Father God, in your word. We called in a fire, burning up all the false prophets right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling you right now in the midst of prayer to show up on our behalf right now, oh, God. For you said it, oh, God. You said that we have access to the kingdom, but we have keys to the kingdom on tonight. And, Lord, we're using our keys on tonight to unlock the kingdom, unlock doors in the kingdom that you may pour out blessings right now, oh God, amongst your people, oh Father God, that they may be provided for, oh Father God, that their needs may be met, oh God, that they know that you are a merciful God and you are a loving God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and we thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for provision right now. We thank you right now for keeping us grounded, oh Father God, in your word. We thank you for not allowing us to be moved, oh Father God, through our trials and our tribulations, oh Father God. But you strengthen us, oh Father God, through every test, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for not allowing us to be destroyed, oh Father God, in the hand of the enemy, oh Father God. We thank you for not letting us be ashamed in the midst of our enemy, oh Father God. We thank you for vindication right now, for vindicating us, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for doing what you're doing in our life and things that we don't even know, oh God, that is in the future. Oh, Father God, we thank you for that. We know that the things and the plans that you have for us, oh God, have not even entered our mind, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, what is in store. We thank you for every answered prayer, oh Father God, that you already answered, oh Father God. And we know that every prayer that we pray, oh Father God, will manifest, oh Father God, according to your word and according to your will. It shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you for the help, oh Father God, that you're sending us, oh Father God. We thank you for the remnant that you're bringing together, oh Father God. We thank you for this prayer line on tonight, oh Father God. It is going to reach souls, oh Father God, that people are going to be restored, that they're going to be saved, oh Father God, and they're going to be delivered, oh Father God. Their whole household going to be delivered on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, shake up the foundations of this earth, oh Father God. Shake this world, oh Father God, that they may know that you are God and Jesus is coming back soon, oh God, that they may be ready, oh Father God. Do your signs, wonders, and miracles, that they may believe that you are who you say you are, oh God. Convince the people that you are God and there's no other God but you, oh God. For you are the only God that moves and thrives. You're the only God that can speak. You're the only God that is all seeing. You're the only God that can provide, oh Father God. So we come against all false gods right now. We come against false teachings right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against false doctrines right now. False religions right now that's causing your people to go astray, oh God, and leading people to hell, oh God, and leading people away from you, oh God. But Lord, we're calling out to your people, a clarion call right now, that they may come back home, oh God, that they may turn back to you, oh God, and that they may take their hands off of the things of the world, oh God, things that is not sacred, oh Father God, things that are not holy, oh God. Lord, we call them back to holiness. We call them back to righteousness in the name of Jesus, that we may teach them your laws, oh God, and your statutes, oh Father God, and we may follow your law and statutes. You said those that love you shall follow you and obey you, oh Father God. Give us a heart of obedience, oh Father God. Lord, come, we come against rebellion in the church. We come against rebellion in our children, against this generation in the name of Jesus, that they may know you, oh Father God. Lord, we ask you right now, oh Father God, to step in, and God, for we know that you're able to do all things and it's nothing impossible for you, because your word says you're not a man that you should lie. Man will let us down, oh God, but you can't let us down, oh God. You can't lie, oh God. Your word is true. Your word is yea and amen, oh God. And we thank you, oh Father God. We thank you for every promise that is about to come to pass. We thank you for the ministry, oh Father God. We thank you for the outreaches, oh Father God. We thank you for the provision for the poor, oh Father God, and the needy and the widows, oh Father God, and the orphans, oh Father God, and the sick, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh God, for making provision right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking you to help prepare us for what is about to come, oh God, that we may store up, oh Father God, that we may be safe, oh Father God. Lord, show us, oh Father God. Prepare us, oh Father God. Let us not be taken over, oh Father God, by the enemy or overthrown by the enemy, oh Father God. But we come to overthrow the enemy on tonight. We come to overthrow the kingdom of darkness on tonight. We come to tread on serpents on tonight and scorpions on tonight. We come to rebuke the devourer on tonight. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, where the people are healed in their mind. They have a right mind. They have a right spirit on tonight. Their heart is free, oh, Father God. Their heart is free from unforgiveness on tonight. They shall forgive right now. Let them bring forth the fruits of the Spirit on tonight. In the name of Jesus, let them grow and mature on tonight. Give them wisdom on tonight. Lord, you do it. Give them courage on tonight. Let them not be afraid, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind on tonight. Lord, let them not run, oh God, but let them stand against the enemy on tonight, knowing that they are empowered with the Holy Ghost on tonight, that they have no reason to be afraid, because the Bible said that we already had the victory, that victory that belonged to us. And Satan, your home is hell on tonight. We are set free on tonight. We are heaven bound on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are healed on tonight. By his stripes, we are healed. The nation is healed. In the name of Jesus, we take this message across seas. We take this prayer across seas for the ones that don't know Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior on tonight, that they shall know him and they shall be saved right now. Everybody that's in a false religion right now, they shall know Jesus. We introduce Jesus to them on tonight in their heart right now, that he may live and dwell within them on tonight, oh God, that they may be set free from bondage of religion on tonight, from every occult right now. We pray right now that they be set free and delivered right now from occult leaders right now that's keeping them in bondage right now, that they may not worship you in spirit and in truth right now. We plead the blood against every sanctuary right now that is not of you, oh God, that the people may be set free, oh God. Take the blinders off their eyes even right now. That we come against the spirit of deception right now in the church right now, that they may see, oh Father God, what is going on, oh God, that they may know you for theirself, oh Father God, that they may have a relationship with you, oh God, that they may know your word, oh Father God, for you are the bread, oh Father God, for we hunger because we have the bread of life, oh God, on tonight, oh God. Feed your people on tonight, oh God, that they may hunger after the things of God, but they may not hunger after the thing of this world, oh Father God. Bring a separation, oh Father God. Let them know, oh Father God, that we must be separated, oh Father God. Bring conviction right now to your people right now, that they may be convicted right now, oh Father God, every time they do something against your will, oh Father God. Every time they step out of line, oh God, let the conviction set in their heart right now, oh Father God, that they may be saved from the hellfire right now, that they may continue to be heaven bound on today, oh God, that we may teach our children, oh Father God, that we may be leading them by an example, oh Father God. Let this spirit be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. Let our mind, oh Father God, be renewed daily, oh Father God, as we teach our children morning, noon, and night, as the Bible says so, that we're going to raise our children up the way that they should go, and when they get older, they shall not depart. They are blessed in the name of Jesus. Bless our children right now, oh God. Cover our children as they go to school right now, oh God. Let them be everything that you call them to be, and we come against Satan right now. We come against the spirit of perversion right now in the name of Jesus, in this nation, in the community, in the black family. Hallelujah. We come against incest right now. We come against rape right now. We come against child molestations right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against child abductions right now. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, we pray right now that you protect our children. In the name of Jesus, from Satan. Yes, God, we thank you. But you're a mighty God on tonight. You're an awesome God on tonight. And there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. Empower your people. Touch your people on tonight, oh God. Prepare them to fight the world war that is at hand, oh God. Teach them to fight in the spirit, oh God, and not in the natural, oh God. Lord, teach them, oh Father God, how to use their sword, oh God. Hallelujah. How to put the helmet on, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith on tonight, oh God. Let us be armored up so that we can stand against the wiles of Satan, oh God. Let your word be hidden in us, oh Father God, that when Satan come, hallelujah, that we have been ready and that we are seeing. We will not be amongst those that are deceived. receives, oh, Father God, that we be accounted amongst those that serve you, oh, God. We be accounted amongst those that when we get to heaven, you say, good and well done, my faithful servant, oh, Father God. We want to be faithful, oh, Father God, faithful to the things that you call us to, oh, God. Make the vision clear, oh, God. Give us wisdom and direction, oh, God, on what you called us to do, oh, God. Anoint us, oh, God, for what you called us to do, oh, God. Anoint our hands that everything that we put our hands do for your sake, oh, God, that it shall come to pass, oh, God, for your purpose, that it shall come to pass, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you right now in advance right now for the schools that's going to spring forth, oh, God, that would teach your people your ways, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for the group homes that are coming, hallelujah. We thank you for the shelters that are coming, hallelujah. You're going to help the oppressed, oh, God, those that are been oppressed by the system, oh, God, and oppressed by the wicked one, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for hearing their cries on tonight, oh, God. Give us strategy on tonight, oh, God, to help, oh, God. Lord, you do it, oh, God. You touch our mind. You touch our heart. You order our footsteps on today, oh, God. You send our help, oh, God. It is not about us, but we are just vessels being used, oh, God. So we come before you on tonight, oh, God, seeking your instruction, seeking your direction, oh, God, to lead your people, oh, God, for we don't want to lead them astray, oh, God, but we want to lead them to you, oh, God. We want to lead them to the waters, oh, God. We want to lead them to righteousness, oh, God, and we want to lead them to the peace of God. Lord, you do it, oh, God. Those that are oppressed, oh, God, and depressed, oh, God, Lord, touch their mind, oh, God. Show them your love, oh, God, for you're a God of love, oh, God. Lord, take this stony heart out, oh, God, and give them a heart of flesh on today, oh, God. Wipe their tears, oh, God, for you said that weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning, oh, God. Let the light come, oh, God. Let their joy come, oh, God. Restore them, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, God. You be the father to the fatherless, oh, God. You help the mothers, oh, God. You help the fathers, oh, God. You go to the prisons right now, oh, God, and you deal with the men. You deal with their heart. You deal with the women that is incarcerated right now, oh, God, and the women that's on the street that's prostituting, oh, God, and that's on drugs, oh, God. You restore the family, oh, God, that you're able to do it. Oh, God, man cannot do it. The rehab cannot do it, but, God, you can do it, oh, God, and we trust you, oh, God, to make a change in this dark world, oh, God. We trust you to go up into the DV shelter, oh, God. We trust you to go into the homeless shelter, oh, God. We help you to we trust you to deal with the migrants, oh, Father God. We trust you to protect us, oh, Father God, from what is to come, God. We trust you, oh, God, because you can do the impossible, oh, God. We trust you, oh, God. We put them in your hands, oh, God. We put the children in your hands, oh, God. We put all of the lost in your hand, oh, God, because we know that it is your desire that they be saved, oh, God. So put the preached word in our mouth, oh, God, that is when we go out, oh, Father God, that the Spirit of God will speak, oh, God, and it will cut through bone and marrow, oh, God, that it would go straight to the spirit of a man, straight to the soul of a man, and save their soul, oh, God, that they will cry out to you, oh, God, and they will say, what must I do to be saved, oh, God, after we get done speaking, oh, Father God, that the people will be saved and set free for real, oh, God, from bondage, oh, Father God, and set free from sin and sickness and disease, oh, God, because of the preached word, oh, Father God. Lord, anoint our hands, oh, God, that when we lay our hands on the sick, oh, God, that they shall be recovered in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we trust you on tonight, oh, God. We trust you to bless this station on tonight, oh, God, that people would hear all over the world, oh, God, that they would be set free all over the world, oh, God. Bless, oh, God, everybody that has anything to do with this station, oh, God, that's behind the scenes, oh, God, that's making it happen, oh, God. Lord, you bless them, oh, God. You bless them, oh, God, everybody that's taking time out, oh, God, to make sure that your people, Father God, get fed, oh, God, that we're praying and we're interceding interceding on tonight, oh God, for those that is lost. They don't even know that we're praying for them, but we're praying for our brothers and our sisters on tonight that is in the kingdom, oh God, that is in the church, every leader, oh God, that is feeling weak in their spirit right now, oh God. We're praying for their strength right now. Everyone that has fell, oh God, we pray that they get up. You said the righteous man falls 7 times a day, but they get up again, oh God. So we're praying for their strength, oh God, and we lift them up, oh God, that they shall be restored, oh God, that you put the preacher word back in their mouth, oh God, that you let them hunger and thirst again after you in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit right now that was sent right now, and that's your people, oh God, that make them to fall, oh God, every distraction, every stumbling block. We come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we said every mountain must be moved right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, clear the way, clear the path right now for God, people. We split the sea in the name of Jesus that we may cross over on dry land. In the name of Jesus, we slay every giant right now, every principality right now. In the name of Jesus, every power right now of darkness right now, every power in high places right now, we come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of perversion, oh God, that leads to homosexuality right now. We come against it right now. In the name of Jesus right now, we bless God's people right now. We bless God's people right now. Lord, we bless them right now. Lord, give them mercy. Give them grace right now. Restore them right now. Bring them back, oh God. Lord, you do it right now. Lord, we have mercy right now. And even for our enemies right now, those that are speaking against us right now and coming against us right now, we pray for them right now. That, Lord, you change their heart right now and you deal with them, oh God, for we put them in your hands, oh God. Every word that has been spoken against your people, the word is falling to the ground right now. We restore your people. Every curse that is spoken against your people, every witch that have come and prayed against your people, we come against the prayer right now with the fire of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. It will not work. It will not work in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we come against every witch at this hour that's doing witchery right now against your people, lighting candles right now. We blow out every candle right now at the altar right now. We come against every seance right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's calling up spirits, we come against you right now. And everybody that's talking to the dead right now, we come against you in the name of Jesus. It shall not work against God's people in the name of Jesus. Yes. If they choose to be in darkness, let them be in darkness. But bring God's people out. Let God's people be covered in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them shall not prosper according to the word. No witchcraft that comes against them, it shall not prosper. No spell, it shall not prosper according to the word of God. He said, no weapon formed shall not prosper. So no matter what the enemy do, we are covered right now. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We're treading right now. We're treading over the serpents, and we're treading over all of that that is sent our way in the name of Jesus. It is falling to the ground. Black magic is falling to the ground. Curses that have been over our family and generations is falling to the ground in Jesus' name. Generational curses is being broken right now through this prayer on this night, through this station in the name of Jesus. People will never be the same again. People that have been going through generational incest and drug addiction and prostitution and all of these things, it is broken on today in the name of Jesus. For we plead the blood right now, the blood break the curse. The blood is against the curse, every curse right now, and against their house right now. It is broken right now, for the blood covers them right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the power of prayer. Lord, we thank you because we know that you're moving and you're thriving, oh God. You never stop. You never slumber. You never sleep, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for raining down on us, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God. We thank you for touching us in the midst of the prayer. We thank you for showing up for you. Say, we're two or three gathered in your name, for you are in the midst, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst right now. We thank you for your
Spirit, oh God. We thank you for the fire that is in our bellies right now. Lord, we thank you for filling us up, oh God. We thank you for the oil that is on our life, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, Lord, we thank you. Yes, God, there's none like you. There's none like you. For you're Alpha and you're Omega. You're the beginning and you are the end. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, for you sit on the throne, oh God. It is you that look high, oh God. Look low, oh God. It is you that see all things, oh God. You're all-knowing, oh God. You know our thoughts, oh God. You know our desires, oh Father God. You know our intentions, oh Father God. There's none like you, oh God. For you are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. You're doing it, oh God. Every day you do it. Every day you wake us up out of our sleep, oh Father God, and give us breath, oh Father God. You did it, oh Father God. Nobody did it but you, oh Father God. But you breathe in us, oh Father God. You made us a living vessel, oh Father God. You created us up out of the dust, oh Father God. And we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for, because you blessed us in the womb, oh God. Before we even got in the womb, you blessed us, oh God. You anointed us, oh Father God. You planned our life, oh God. Our life is in your hand. We belong to you, oh God. We submit to you. We don't submit to man. We have a relationship with you on tonight. We're coming straight to the throne, straight to the Father, through Christ Jesus, who is making intercession for us, that has given us access, has given us the keys to the kingdom, given us keys to the Father. Lord, we come bowing to your feet. We come surrendering all to you, oh God. We come emptying ourselves out before you, oh God, naked before you, oh God, because there's no other God but you. We know that you exist, even though they try to deny you, oh God. We know that you are there, oh God. We know that one day we're going to be with you, oh God, in glory. We know that one day we're going to be connected back to the Father. And Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh God. We thank you on today for redemption. We thank you for bringing us back, hallelujah, to the fold, oh God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us safe from the wolf, hallelujah, in sheep clothing, oh God, that we was not deceived, oh Father God, but we believed in the living God. We believed in your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. We thank you for pulling us out of darkness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for taking the blinders off our eyes, oh God. Deception, hallelujah. We thank you for canceling the spirit of deception out of our life, oh God. We thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the true spirit. We thank you for your true word on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the unadulterated gospel, hallelujah, unadulterated word on tonight, oh God, that lives and dwells within us, oh God. Lord, let us thirst after you and only you, oh God. Let us seek after you and only you, oh God, for you're the only living God. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Yes, God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you on tonight. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, Lord, we thank you. It's Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. It's already done. It's already, the prayer is already answered. He's already doing it. He's already working it out. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. You're God that answer prayers. You're God that hear. Hallelujah. You hear, you move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You speak, oh God. You speak when we pray, oh God. You move, oh God. You do miracles when we pray, God. You do wonders when we pray, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God. We're not just praying to hear ourselves pray, oh God, but we're praying to you, oh God, as we're even in our secret closets praying to you, oh God, lifting our voice up to you, oh God, that nations may be set free, oh God. Set them free on tonight, God. Set your people free, oh God. Yeah. All over this world, oh God. Lord, you do it. You do it, God. But we belong to you, oh God. Every church, oh God, every church, oh God, that is calling out for you, God. You touch them, oh God. You do it, oh God. You deliver your church, oh God. You restore your church, oh God.
Yes, God. Set a blaze around your churches, oh God. Set your churches on fire with the Holy Ghost. Pour your spirit in the church. Let them have an encounter like never before, God. We want to have an encounter with you, God. We want to have an experience with you, God. Something that we can never forget, oh God. Something that we can tell our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You do it, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the honor, God. It's all about you, oh God. It's all about them knowing you, oh God. It's all about them knowing who you are, knowing who Christ is, oh God. Yes, oh God. It's all about the kingdom on tonight, God. It's not about us. It's not about man, oh God. For if we are going to go back to dust, but it's about our soul, God. It's about our soul, oh God. It's not about what we think it is, oh God. But it's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And we pray. Amen. And we just want to thank everybody. Hallelujah. That has been listening and will be listening later on to the prayer. We just pray that you be blessed. And we're praying sincerely from the heart because we really love God, church. We really love God. And we really want God's people to be saved. We really want the church to be restored. We see what is going on right now with the body of Christ. And this is a time for us to come together. This is a time that God is bringing a separation. Hallelujah, unfortunately, in the church. So if we're with God, we need to stand with God. And if you're with Satan, go ahead and stand with Satan. But the ones that are standing with God, it's time for us to unify. It's time for us to pray together. It's time for us to come together. I remember, you know, in the Word of God, when they all came together in the upper room and they started praying and came on one accord, then the Holy Ghost fell. But see, Satan, no, and we don't get on one accord, the Holy Ghost came fall. You know, we want a move of God. We want a great move of God. And we're not saying that he always goes from fall because the Holy Ghost falls, but we want a move of God like the day of Pentecost where God's Spirit came and filled the house. And he said everybody would fill the whole house. Are we ready for the whole house to be filled? Or are you just comfortable with just a couple here and there? You know,
right.
But God said he want to fill the house with his glory. Let God fill the house, hallelujah, with the glory. That's all he wants. He wants you to say yes. He wants you just to submit. He wants you to say yes, God. He wants you to turn to his ways. He wants you to surrender. He wants you to ask him for what you need. He want to help you. We wouldn't be who we are today, standing through everything that the enemy threw away if it was not for God. It is God that helped us to stand because we go through troubles too. We go through trials and tribulations and the enemy come up against us crazy. But if it was not for God, if it was not for the power of prayer, we would be destroyed. So if you're tired of being in bondage, see the children of Israel, they was in bondage. They was in bondage until God sent them a Savior. We was in bondage until God sent us Jesus. See, we don't have to be in bondage no more because Jesus came. Jesus came. And now we can be set free. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. So we set free through the blood of Christ Jesus because it still works. It's power in the name Jesus. Had to break the chain. So be blessed on tonight and choose this day who you're going to serve because you want to be on the winning side. God's army is without number. Don't get it twisted. God's army is without number. He can destroy Satan in a blink of an eye. Matter of fact, Satan is already destroyed. he got a time limit. His time is running out. That's why he messing with you. That's why he messing with the church. That's why all this stuff is going on, because he know, oh, it's time for me to just wreck havoc. He wrecking havoc right now. He going crazy. Satan is going crazy, running wild. Satan is like, Satan is a quick spirit. Satan is not a slow spirit. He's very quick, because Satan himself can't be everywhere at once, okay? He has spirits that is operating on his behalf. They're called unclean spirit, counter these spirits. They move quickly. Look, they're about their business. They're unified because they know that their time is running out. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to get on here. That's why it's not a joke. That's why it's not a game. That's why we got to be on post. We got to be on watch, because Satan is out here to see who he can devour. So we got to be watchmen. We got to be praying. We got to be the ones that is interceding for those that do not know, that cannot see. Because prayer works. And Satan is defeated, and he knows it. So right now, oh, he running wild. He running wild. He's using whoever he can. But this is not a season nor a time that we should be slumbering nor sleep, because it's getting colder and colder, more wicked. Of course, because it's getting more wicked, we have to pray. We have to pray because it's getting wicked out here. We got to get on the prayer line. We got to go to the house of the Lord. We got to go, and we got to go and worship. We got to do these things. If we do not, we will be destroyed. Our families will be destroyed. Our households will be destroyed if we don't know God, if we don't allow the Holy Ghost and His Spirit to live and to dwell in us. If we don't know His Word, that's an open door for the enemy. If we don't have a prayer life, that's definitely an open door for the enemy. If we have no relationship with God and we're just confessing with our mouth, that's an open door for Satan to come in and wreak havoc. But we come to close every door in Jesus' name. We come to plead the blood over your homes, over your doors, over your jobs, over your schools. We plead the blood. So as a believer, we have to go out and we got to plead the blood. We got to preach this gospel. We have to rise up in our power, in our authority that God gave us according to the word of God. If a number of us really rise up in the spirit, it's nothing that the devil would be able to do with the church. But right now, the devil is having a field day with the church, because the Bible said he preached in the church. He had crept inside the church. It was a meme on Facebook, and it said if Paul was still alive, that we'll be getting a letter. We'll be getting a letter. So God want to restore his church. Ain't that right, Pastor? We'll be getting a letter. Yeah, and I'm going to hand it over to you, to wrap us up, Pastor, because I've been talking a lot. But I tell you, I thank God for Pastor Taquasia here, Prophet, Taquasia. And I just thank God. I thank God that I have a prayer partner, and I have someone that I can go and pray. And I say, I'm confident.
Amen.
Because the Bible says when two come together in prayer and agreement, see, if I can't trust nobody else, I know I can trust her. This is my ride and die in the spirit that's been there since day one, right? Since day one, really, of this journey that God placed me on, a pastoralship. She's been right there, never wavering, no matter what happened, no matter what, the ministry had to go through or what we had to go through, never wavered, never moved. Never said, oh, Pastor, I need a break. I need a sabbatical. I can't take this.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is just too much. This is just crazy.
You know,
she might have thought it was, I might look crazy. But look, she's a trooper. And God said, I need troopers like that. A good and faithful servant. Going to waver, not going to run when we got to fight the enemy and when the ministry is coming up, you know, when the enemy is coming up against the ministry or the pastor or the people, or she's been there since the beginning, from the launching. Ain't no more. She's been there from the beginning and still there. That's what God wants us to do. He said the it's those who endure to the end, right? Not the strong, not the strong, but those that endure to the end. So we're enduring to the end, and to the end of the end, until our assignment is up. But we thank God. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Pastor Tasquasia, and thank you again for being my prayer partner.
No problem at all. I wouldn't want nobody else. But what I'm going to piggyback off of what Apostle said, because in this season that's coming, you do want to connect to somebody that has power. Now, we're not saying connect because you want to leech off of their anointing or because you think you want to leech off their blessings. We meaning connect because you're coming with your anointing and their anointing, and you're coming with the power to defeat the enemy together. But it is very vital for you to connect in this season. The enemy is deceiving people to think that, oh, we are the church and it's okay to forsake the gathering. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's power in numbers. There's no way that you think that what is coming and the trouble that's coming to this earth, to this nation, that you're going to survive it by yourself. Isolation is of the enemy. Only God consecrate and separate, but he don't isolate for us to be, you know, getting into our minds and being attacked. No, that's the devil. God wants us to be unified and fortified. You need to connect in this season because you're going to need someone to help uplift you and keep you encouraged, and vice versa, because iron sharpens iron. Do not be tricked and deceived out here to think that you going to make it in your home church on that pillow, that you going to make it, you know, just listening to those sermons on that Sunday in your house while you doing your chores in the house. That's not going to sustain you. You have to come into the house of God and get strengthened and get fortified and get filled up for what is coming. You got to be ready. You got to be in tune, and you got to be connected to the source. If not, you're going to be wiped out. You're going to be wiped out. You're not going to be able to make it without God. It's going to come to a time. It's not going to be, you know, you can't fake it. You know how they said fake it till you make it? I don't agree with that, because you'll keep faking until the end of time. So I don't agree with that saying. You got to be real with God and real with yourself. And it's okay to say that, you know, you need help. That's why God made a kingdom, and it's so many of us, so that you can have that support, that love, that encouragement, that push that you need. Don't be isolated in this season. Connect to somebody with some power that can help pray you through, because what's coming here, what God is going to loose, you're going to need power. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. See, in the Bible, there was people that was doing miracle signs and wonders too. That's why God said, don't be amazed by that, you know, because it was sorcery, right? So that's what's happening now. Don't be amazed by what they're saying and what they're preaching, because, oh, it sounds good. But the way that you will know that it is God and that it is real, when the real trouble comes and only the Spirit of God can move it, you're going to know. Because the sorcery is not going to work. The sorcery is not going to be able to overtake the power of the Most High God. It's going to come to where God put an end to it, where they can't duplicate what the Most High God can do. They've done it for a while now, and God have allowed it. But now it's going to come to an end. where God said enough is enough, and they will no longer try to replicate what God do. So you're going to see, you know, oh, they might have been faking it till they made it, but they ain't going to make it no more after this season. Because only the real will survive. Only the true worshipers is going to make it. Only the ones that's coming to God in spirit and in truth is going to be able to make it over this. So stay connected, stay prayed up, stay in your word. Stay praying without ceasing and be watchful, sober-minded and vigilant. Don't be distracted by these little imps, these little demons that's just coming to frustrate us, that's coming to pull us out of the spirit. It's 2024. We're no longer doing that. We're fighting in the spirit. We're staying on their necks. They just want you to get frustrated so you could get off of them so they could breathe. Don't let them up. Don't let off of them. Yeah. They want you to get off of them. That's why they do that, because you too close. It's too much pressure, and they want you off of them. So that's why they come to frustrate you and agitate you, like, oh, I can't breathe. She all up on my neck. You know, she keep praying. I'm agitated. I'm irritated. They know. They feel it. They feel that power of God. They feel that anointing fire, that Holy Ghost.
Right.
Don't get up off that neck. Let them act crazy and keep doing what God called us to do. Make them uncomfortable. Don't allow the enemy to make you uncomfortable in this season. You make them uncomfortable, and you shut their mouth with the power of prayer, and you back Satan up. And Jesus loves you, and so do we, and thank you for listening to NDO Radio Network.
Amen. All right. Okay, good night on that note, everybody. We'll be back next Friday with some more fire prayer. Amen.
Good night,
all right,
everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Pastor and Prophetess Pac-Laser. Good night.
Thank you, Pastor. Good night.